Blog Talk Radio.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house. Name is Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it.
Yeah.
this morning, rise. I want to thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I want to thank you that the bed I laid in was my cool and cold, and the sheets I laid in was my white sheet. I want to thank you for that.
It is a beautiful morning to be starting the day out with the Lord. Somebody said, what you talking about? I'm telling you, any time you can get up in the morning and take time out for the Lord. I know we're on this broadcast, you know. Well, if you just wake up in the morning and give God thanks of all the things he has done in your life. And I want to tell you, you know, kind of challenge you this morning a little bit on something. If you are a believer, do you believe you have the Holy Ghost? Just want to challenge you this morning. You know, this might be open dialogue too. You know, I don't always have to go traditional, as they say. You know, I like to go favorite statement. Some I hear sometime over there, Brother Willie Dog and Brother D and everybody been in the ministry. When we said we don't practice it. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit because I don't know if we even know that we have the Spirit of God in us. Do you really believe the Spirit of the Lord dwells with you? Do you really believe that? Now, some answer that real quick, and some don't say, I really don't know. You know, we're here today, and we want to tap into that. And you don't have to be no preacher to do what I'm going to tell you this here, you know. And I want you to understand the Holy Spirit wants to live within you. It wants to reside in you. It wants to lead you along the day, you know. Don't allow the Spirit of God to dwell in you. So I know they preach it away. I'm still wrestling with that way they're talking about that you can really live like you want to and serve God. That's how I get out that once saved, always saved. So I believe once you have the knowledge of God in your heart, I mean, once you really know that he's Lord of your life and really just allow him to come in, my brothers and sisters, there is a conviction within you. It's not no hunt. It's not nothing the witch doctor has put on you. There is something inside of you. Once you accept the Lord as your Savior, there's something that's going to urge you, compel you to do God's will. And I'm telling you, it's not all about the tingling. It's not all about the taking off running. It ain't all about who hollered the loudest. And brothers and sisters, that Holy Spirit, when it's in you, once you accept him, you have started the door open to his heart. Once you accept him as your Lord, you have started right then. I don't know about, I've been taught a long time ago, a man told me this, he said preachers and teachers like to preach safe. You know, they like to preach safe. They want you to come in and tell these pastors. They want you to come out and tip them pretty good, you know. But when the word has been taught and preached, sometimes you know, you can say, man, did I come did I come today for me? You know, that sermon there for somebody else. But if we come with a receptive heart and put aside our mind and all our great wisdom to the side and let God speak, you'd be surprised how much you'll learn when you humble yourself. Because God is trying to speak to us today so we can know when we go into this everyday life, there is a spirit that dwells in you, wants to come out and be fruitful, show love, show humility, show kindness. It don't make you weak. This old word that I'm a man, I'm a woman, and you know, that's a good shelf thing you can leave on the shelf. Because once you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, my brother, you are a changed person. You don't remain the same. Somebody said, well, wait, what you talking about, man? I still feel like doing fornication. I still like lying a little bit. I still like cussing a little bit. I still like threatening, killing folks. These things is in me. But I'm telling you, there is a deliverance can happen if you're having a willing heart. See, the Holy Ghost, once it comes in, you know, it calls you not to want to do them things anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistake, because we do. But I'm telling you, once you get an encounter with God and His Spirit within you, matter of fact, you will look at your enemy, your so-called enemy, and look at them with prayer. Because the Bible says we're supposed to do that. Even the one that spitefully uses you, He said, pray for him. Man, that's love. That's love. Love was so much, he sent his only begotten son down here. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, you got to believe you're going to live eternally once you believe in him. It ain't just because you checked all the boxes, because there's sometimes you check that box and come back and erase it out of there, because sometimes we get in our flesh. But I want to tell you, there's a Holy Spirit that's inside. And the only time the Holy Spirit comes in is into a believer. You have to believe. So I want to go back to that scripture in 1 Corinthians. I want to go back to that scripture, because I want us to know in these days of time, you know, that we have something within us to help us sustain life, that we don't have to be wrestling with, that we do know and we don't know. And I want you to know God is able to help you. Help us try to get through this we call life. Life can be so struggle, so hard for you. And brother, I want to tell you that the Lord we serve right now, he and whenever you can get to the house of God, whenever you can get in the presence of God, I ask you to do this here. Because when you get there, it helps you. It builds you. It's strengthen you. It'll cause you doing some things you probably would never thought you would do. You know what you call yourself doing? It'll cause yourself thinking the more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I may ever cause you to think of more, because it ain't about what he can do for me. It's just who he is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for what he has done and stored for the church. The church is so open now. We as the body of Christ should open the door for any mankind. Come in smelling like weed. They can come in straight out of the club. We talk about, he's like, he got his club clothes on. Come on in. Yes, sir. You got some sinners dressed up in suits and dresses, you know, and they smell good, you know. But let me tell you something. But the inside, that's what God's looking at. He wants the sincerity of a person. To worship him and follow him. And we should be the example. The church today should be the example. We shouldn't be a hindrance. We shouldn't be the one that scatter people. Now watch this. I'm going to say it one more time. The Holy Spirit lives inside the believer. Can I do that again? The Holy Spirit living inside the believer. I said, but this, somebody said, well, this is so elementary to me. If it's elementary, why we keep not listening to the Spirit of the Lord? Why we wrestle with who we want to listen to when he's talking to us? I I meant that while we were wrestling with, when we know, some of us really, really know that God said yes. Some of us really, really know that God said no. We really know that, and we do the contrary to what he told us. So I want to tap into that this morning. I want you to be praying with me. And if any time you want to stop, you know, this ain't a lecture. Anytime you want me to stop, or anytime you want to convey on something, we can do that. We can talk about it, because I think the foundation has to get. See, you might not have been there in a while. You might not. Someone might not have told you lately, but God, once you accept the Lord, your Lord and Savior, that's when you start activating the Spirit of the Lord. He comes in. They don't make when you a lot of things. That's why the pulpit's so crowded, right? They don't make you call to the pulpit though. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's most of the time, and 100% of the time, is what? He's calling us out of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. So we can see today, why people leave and come out of the pulpit, because the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. You can operate with knowledge. But boy, it's a beautiful thing when you operate with the Holy Spirit. When you can read God's word, because that's what it's about. He didn't tell us to go out and philosophize. He didn't tell us to go out there and tell them by Eric. He said, command you. I want you, wherever I talk to, I want you to teach someone else that. That's what he said. I don't want them to be so emotional. I don't think they heard was a good song. I don't want them to be all like they popping their finger. I want them, and when they leave here, it was a conviction within them that I want to do better. I want to start serving the Lord a little better now. I want to walk with the Lord. We heard the song the other day, Brother Dog put on that. Walk with me, Lord. I really want to walk with you. One day that we might get to talk to Enoch. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. One day we might get to talk to Enoch and ask Enoch from the bottom of his heart, tell us, how did you, the King James Version said, translate it out of the body. How was you one of the ones who were walking with the Lord and God took you out that body? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And allow you to be in his presence. We're going to see Abraham. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to see Jacob, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to see the matriarchs, the ones, the trailblazers who walked this earth and watched their brothers and sisters. Even before Jesus walked the earth physically, they walked it, right? And when they walked it, look what happened to them. They have sin in them, but God did something for us. You know what he did? He sent a son down there, and he went down here, and so he could save all mankind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when we teaching and preaching, when we naming and claiming, we should always turn you to God. Can I say here? Jehovah, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, man, get on into the lesson. I want you to know the Holy Spirit lives living within you. If he's living within you, are you listening? Help me, Holy Spirit. Are you listening at his voice? When you hear him call, do you shine from him? When you hear him call, do you shine from going to what he has bestowed for the church? He know we're going to make mistakes. He know it. So I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, when you hear it, harden out your heart. What you mean by that, Eric? I mean, when you hear God, you can hear him. You can hear him because he's holy. Mm. Oh, I think I love the Holy Spirit. You know, when you've been in the Word and you've been around God a little while, man, you just hear something in your heart. You just know because he's speaking to you before he even speaks to the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's real. He's so real to us that you and I know the difference. But we what? We shine to hear the voice of the Lord. We shine to hear his Spirit coming up. We move from that because some of us still want to do what we want to do. Oh, help me, Holy. Play what we want to play. Turn it on when we want to turn it on. Well, I want to tell you today, if you have have not, if anybody have ever told you this before, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. If you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. There are levels to this thing. Like I said, y'all get in when you get ready, because I'm going to get in there. You come in, anybody come in, to get ready. It's levels to this thing. And when he give it, it's not to edify ours. It's not to lift us up. It's to lift the kingdom up. Okay, that's me, Holy Spirit. It should be in every believer's heart that anybody they talk to, they trying their best to show them the light. Show them that God is real. Not just lip service, but in their everyday walk. They need to see believers like us fall. Watch this here now. And get back up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They need to see believers like us and say, you like me sometimes. I wonder why they come to me. I'm not even worthy to be with, I'm saying now, I'm not even worthy to even convey what I'm capable. Well, you know what? You're a good candidate for the Holy Spirit. You're a good candidate. They can talk about you as much as they please. That's not a song, but that's real. They can talk about you as much as they please. God wants each and one of us right now, to allow the Spirit of his Holy Ghost to activate in your life. Now, let's get somewhere when we do this here. Again, we're going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I want you to hear me from my heart. I want us to see that a lot of things that you read in the Bible is metaphorical. It's taking a subject, right? And when you take the subject, you're trying to express it so we can understand. So you make it practical and simplicity that anybody can get in and say, he made it so plain. She made it so plain, you know what I'm talking about? It might be a song. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We were listening to that song a while ago. I still hear mothers praying. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know if your mother prayed for you. I don't know who you call Big Mama, who you call Mama pray for you, and you can still hear her praying. Somebody said, my mother ain't never prayed. My mother ain't never did this. My mother was this and that. Let me tell you something. If she birthed you, don't get it twisted now. I said, man, you don't know what. I said, if she birthed you, if the one you call mother wasn't there for you like you see other mothers are to other people, I'm going to tell you something. It ain't too many mothers really don't want to look up for want their child to make it in life. And most mothers that I've been around, they got some tough love. They rather for them to whoop you than let somebody else whoop you. So watch it. They guide you. See, we had to go to church. We had to go to the house of the Lord. But look how it turned out. Somebody said, well, you know, I saw your testimony said you went to prison. You did this and you did that. I said, yeah, I'm very transparent. I'm very transparent. You don't have to guess about that, because it's when God wants me to say it. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. A lot of folks ain't transparent, you know, because some of them skeletons still got meat on it. You know what I'm talking about? Some of them, you're too embarrassed to even mention it. But let me tell you one day, God will open your sin up to everybody can see it. Why not repent? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and tell somebody, yes, you correct, but God forgave me. That's what I'm talking about. See, the Holy Spirit start working now. You let it empower you. You don't let no circumstance in your past make it be your future, because you know God, once he forgives, he doesn't remember anymore. Now, this is when the Holy Spirit starts moving in you. You can start knowing that's what's happening. Don't let nobody tie you down to a sin and God that forgave you for. If God forgave you, no man can put it back in your face. Then they can do it, but it's up to you to accept it. Help me, Holy Spirit. First again, we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, I think I'm going to start at verse 14, and then if it's God's will, if anybody wants to elaborate on it, or if you want prayer, or if there's something we didn't say or you didn't understand, you can hit the one button. If you ever been the first time you ever called over here, you know, if you see something or you hear something, you can just touch that one button, and it'll say you're now in the host queue, and it'll open up, and we can have a dialogue, you know. We're not going to debate enough. We can have a dialogue, and sister and brother with love, you know. That's what we can do. So let's go with prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that dwells in this place, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, it's you, Lord, who woke us up early this morning and, Lord, gave us a mind to say thank you for another day, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for all the activities of our limbs that is working at this time, Lord. Even if it's not, Lord, even if someone might be struggling with a back or a heartache or even messing with some medication they have to take is a ritual every day, Lord. Lord, we just still want to say one thing. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, because we believe, Father God, you wouldn't put no more than we can bear. So we thank you for another day, Lord. Lord, we come to you for forgiveness, Lord, for all the sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. If there's anything that's in us is not of you, Lord, we ask you today, Lord, to remove it, Lord. Give us a spirit of love, Lord, that we love one another, Lord. Because we believe what the scripture says, love hides a multitude of sins, Lord. So move in our heart, Lord, that we look at our neighbors through the eyes of your spirit, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to teach the word and preach the word, Lord. We ask you to hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we express your love in the word, Lord. Lord, we ask the ones who are listening, Lord, let them have a receptive spirit right now, Lord. Move anything that hinders them not to hear your word this morning, Lord. Maybe one might have a question, Lord. Let it be with boldness, Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What must I do to be saved, Lord? Let it touch someone. Maybe somebody might have backslide. Lord, before we go in the lesson, let it be something to speak to them and say, I can go to the Lord. Lord, we ask you to have your way this morning, Lord. And, Lord, we go a little farther, Lord. We ask you to strengthen us, Lord, as we go through the word, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. He's mighty to be served. I just want to tell you in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, if you ain't got it, I think I've said it a few times. Beginning in verse 14, that's where I want to start at. In God, watch this now. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up, watch this, us by his own power, knowing ye not that your body, look what's here, are the members of Christ. He said, shall I then take a member of Christ, that's what he said now, and make them the members of a harlot? See, that's what I'm talking about. See, he's speaking this metaphorical, right? He's trying to make it, oh, Brother Paul, trying to make it so we can all understand. And this time the church was, so was an uproar. First Corinthians was a rough church. They got built up, and he started out, and he was sending letters to them. And he wanted them to know, once you accepted the Lord in your life, once you have the, you said you acknowledged that the God had raised him from the dead, the same God raised him will raise you as well. Now watch this here. He said, but your members, they mean, you know, sometimes you think that the you look at my flesh, you look at my the things I do with my hands. But your members, you know, your eyes, and your heart, you know, and your mind, you know, talking about, and you lend them over to like a harlot. See, a harlot, we know today that would be a lady in the night, or maybe now we can say a man in the night. You know, talking about, if y'all allow me to use it like that, it's taking and you whoring yourself around. He said that's the same way you're doing when you're walking. Out of fellowship with him, you're whoring around. Now, if you are of him, you shouldn't have this in you, because the Holy Spirit living in you, every believer has the Holy Spirit living in them. There's levels to this thing now. Now, I use a word, if y'all don't mind, but I can substitute this a little bit. It's like a God conscious. You know, you can hear something, you can feel something, say, this ain't right. You know what I'm talking about? Listen to that spirit. Listen to that spirit and heed to that spirit and say, Lord, forgive me. And you won't say this if you don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm sure, trust me, you won't. Once you have the Spirit of God in you and you feel yourself going the other way, like you whoring around with that Spirit, brothers and sisters, it's going to convict you when you got the Spirit of God in you. You're not going to remain the same once you have the Spirit in you. When the adversities and trials come up and these things are easy to beset us, it causes us to consider some things. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get someone when I say that, because the members that we have, you being a member, like my life is to a church, but you got Jesus inside of you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And once Jesus inside, he's embodied himself inside of you, it don't make you like you're going to walk this earth and nothing is not going to never happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tempted more than most. And the closer you get to it, the more the adversary is trying to make you fall. He wants you to fall. And he wanna disclaim. I'm gonna move on, right? But I was reading the other day. One of the guys I went to school with, and now he took over the helm of his father. You know what I'm talking about? And he's been there like 18 years, and you know they got that Me Too going on, and he got caught up with this Me Too. Now I'm hearing this really true, right? But I'm telling you, see, sin, you can go so long. You can go so long. I don't know how long. I've been hearing some stuff. You can go so long. Eventually, God give you time to repent. Eventually, he'll make it open. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He'll be so open, man, and you just be sitting out there by yourself. And sometimes it'd be so pitiful that you look and say, man, I'm not even worried to look people in their eyes no more. But I want to tell you that if you put you in that situation, if you allow yourself to get open up like that, you're still in a good place. Oh, man. How you going to say that? I'm in a good place now. He done showed my whole life to everybody. Everybody can look at me and see that I'm a sinner. I didn't fail, you know. I made my father look bad. I made my wife look bad. I made my kids look bad. How can you say that? You can repent, my brother, my sister. You can repent. And when you repent to God, know what he does? He doesn't remember anymore. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, what you saying? I might not get too far, but I want to elaborate on something, because I'm not dealing for the ones who think they already know it. I'm dealing for the ones who struggle with what they know. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit is within you, it causes you to feel that void once you come on this side, once you've been delivered. Once you've been delivered, been a whoremonger. Once you've been delivered, been a busybody. Once you've been delivered, been a liar. Once you've been delivered, been a steal. You like to steal and kill. Once you've been delivered, see, the Holy Spirit gets into that area. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then you have a prayer life. In your prayer life, you go to the Lord, you can feel that urge, you know. Help me, Holy Spirit. You feel like doing a little horn, you know. You can feel that urge. You know, you can, my thing, you can do it and feel it and say, man, that wasn't right. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, now the Spirit of God got in there. Now he's in there, and he's trying to get you to hear him and cause you to move back. You know what I'm talking about? And walk with me and let me help you in that area. So we ask you to do this. Be with someone who can help you with that. Have somebody can coach you in that. Not nobody can tempt you. Have someone that can help you along the way. See, these are these members I'm talking about. These are members I'm talking about. Once that member's in there, and watch this here, because I believe now, I might be wrong with it now, because I still believe what the book says in Romans. I love how Romans expresses it, how we are with Christ, because he said about it just a while ago, because he raised Christ up. Is that right about it? He said, look what he said. He said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized in his death. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, that's what he said, we also should walk in what? Newness of life. The same thing the scripture just said. The same God raised Christ will raise us up. He said, but don't let your members be what? A whore. Don't be running around being a harlot. That's what they're saying. Don't go out and just go out and just take yourself everywhere and just do what you want to do to satisfy your spirit and your flesh. Watch this now, because there are some spirits there too. Yes, sir. It ain't just what you think of this flesh. We got some evil spirits out there. That's why we have to watch the spirit that we're around. If it's causing you to slip like that, you might, get away from it. Get away from it and lean not to thy own understanding. So allow me to finish this thing. Look what it said. Back in, I'm back over here because that was Romans 6 and 3 and 4. Right. Well, watch this. Once you have Christ in you, once you took on this baptism, this baptism is symbolizing, right? It's said that you did what Jesus did. When he went in the grave, you went in the water. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when Jesus came out the tomb, right, and he rose that day on the third day, we believe that. The saints believe that. Same as when you raise out the water. You're walking in newness now. You're no longer in death no more. Death don't have no dominion over you no more. Now you are living in newness. And then I'm gonna get there in a minute. Watch what it says right here. Watch what it says. It said back over here in 1 Corinthians, right? Look what it said. He said, what? Know ye not that which is joined to a harlot is one body and to the sin. He should be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Explain it a little bit, but let me back up to get just a little bit more of that. You know, they always say that when you might have went down with a good person, right? When you joined yourself to something, you know, you can put the sin however was sin. Once you went down with that sin, you gained belt with what? Now y'all are both the same. But once you in God, once you did it with Jesus, Jesus is right there. We are one spirit with him. That's why when we see our brother and our sister fall, we shouldn't talk about them. We should lift one another up. Yes, I don't care if they put in the pulpit. I don't care if they're urchins. I don't care if they're the church clerk. If they made a mistake, the body of Christ is supposed to welcome them in and allow them, let God work on them. Don't be the one like you didn't. You ain't never made no mistake. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't be like the one that you forgot. You did a little cussing. Don't be the one like you ain't never had no wrong in you. Like you ain't never stole nothing. You ain't never looked at someone else's household. Don't act like you had never done all that. But what we had to do when you have to witness to somebody, when you're trying to help somebody, allow God to speak through you. And when you do this, same time, say, Lord, remove me so I can hear her, so I can hear him. So as he speak, you give me a word to say to them. So when you in this body, when you joint yourself to this harlot, then you're not looking at this thing. It's a separate thing. Now it's two of y'all, right? Two spirits have jumped in there now. And I love how he said a man should watch this. Now we're going to get into a book. I mean a scripture. Then when we get there, I don't want you to just hold on to that word. I want you to look at this. It's not always talking about with another woman or another man. Look at what I'm saying, because he's dealing with a metaphorical, right? Look how he presented. He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every spirit, watch this now, that a man do is without the body. But he that committed for fornication sins against his own body. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, what know ye not? He said, not that your body is the temple, watch this here, of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. Let me back and get that right. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? That's why I say, see, the Holy Spirit lives within you. I'll help the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, you know, I read in the book that he won't dwell with an unclean vessel. That's so. If you out there, you polluting that body up, yeah, he's going to detach yourself from you. God's not going to be associated with that. He's there to help you get out of it. He's not helping you for you to have allowance to stay in it. So when you look at yourself, you are that temple. You are the temple of God. When the Holy Spirit comes in you, everything's changed then. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once it has gotten in your body, once you can feel him all in your heart, it causes you to look at things a little different. It causes you to be where you are right now, want to hear the word of God. It causes you to wake up like we do prayerfully Monday through Friday, some of us Monday through Sunday. It prayerfully, you always be on your mind. You know, pray for that, that as you grow in Christ, the more you want to be around people to be more positive. Now, watch this here. Then once you get into this fornication, it's not even talking about the a man and a woman right here. It's talking about you can hoard to some things you know is sin. And it says that sin, he didn't put every name on it, but sin can easily beset us. It can be right there so easy for us to do it, right? And for you know it, you're all deep into it. Now you know, you're out there whoring to that thing you call lust. And they always got to be from the same gender or the opposite gender. It could be some things you know God says stop, and you heard him. He heard him. Now you're fornicating with it. Now you're doing it as a harlot. Now you're whoring to it. Now that could be lying. That could be stealing. That could be cheating. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me try to make it plain. Don't you know God hears your thoughts? It could be even your thoughts. You can think about something. Don't even do it. And God can hear you in your mind. Say. Now, it's just the worst if you committed the act. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we do this. When the Spirit acknowledges you to that problem or that sin, what you do? Repent. Ask God for strength. The Holy Spirit lives with you. I must read that one more time because it tried to trip me up when I was reading it. But watch what it says again. He said, what? That's what he said. He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. There we go, y'all. Which you have of God, and you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God. Help me, Holy Spirit. For a sight, the men in the Word, they know that. I ain't the only one feeling this, what I'm feeling right now. But once you know, and that you know, and you really know that God is in you, you know, see, once you feel God, I ain't talking about just sweating. I ain't talking about just you taking off running. I ain't talking about this, you just waving your hand. Brother, when the Holy Spirit in you, it'll have you do this. Y'all mind if I get one of my favorite scriptures? Yeah, I ain't going to hold you too long. But did you mind if I get one of my favorite scriptures? This is what he said. In the year that King, you might say, Uzziah, died, I also saw the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train filled the temple, and above stood seraphim. Each one of them had six wings with two, and he covered his face. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said, and with two, he covered his feet, and with two, he flew. And one cried unto the another, said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. I'm going somewhere, y'all. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doorpost moved at the voice of him that cried in the house filled with smoke. Then said I, here we go, y'all. When the Holy Spirit is in you, when you feel God's grace, when you feel the Holy Spirit, and you listen to what he's going to present to you. You know what you do? You said you'd be just like this brother here. Then, look at this book. He said, then. That's what he said. He didn't say nothing else. He said when it came, when he saw the people raising it and the seraphim praising God, then said, I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man. Watch this here. Of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. And that Lord is Lord's care. He have got in the presence of Jehovah when he's seen the Spirit of God, when the heavens opened up. And what I was trying to tell you, it's not always about you just hollering and talking about how great he is, brothers and sisters. When God come in, yeah, I do know you will praise him. Oh, I do know we worship, but when sometimes God come in, it causes you to want to repent. He came into the your area of understanding with the Spirit of God. It caused you to look into the hills and will come of all thy help, and all thy help come from the Lord. He said it in the same breath when he saw all this, and he saw doorpost moving, and he said, Lord, he said, can you have been there? It's me, Lord, have seen. Lord, it's me, have made an error. He said, not just me, I'm even around people airing, you know. And look, watch this here. I can get somebody that for myself. Sometimes you have to watch it when you're doing something like that, because you're gonna be around it so long, and then it start being like you. That's why we ask you try to be around some more positive people and affect your life. Sometimes I know we want to have fun. I know we want to do a few things. But the brother said what he seen. He said, I'm undone. So look what God did for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what God did for him when he said all this. Then look what he said. Then he said, then flew one of the seraphim unto him, having a live coal in his hand, and he taken the throne off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this have touched my lips, and thy iniquity, here we go, y'all, is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Look what he said. And also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me, help me, Holy Spirit. He then took that same voice, that same word, and turned it around. And God put a new voice there, a new praise there. And now, once he repented, once he asked God to forgive him, God, look what God did. He opened up some things so he could be used. See, now he can go tell somebody, I used to do this. I used to do this. He got a testimony now. Now he can go out and say, I used to. Don't you have one of the moments that when you're telling somebody, you helping somebody, say, brother, you can make it. Sister, you can make it. I am a living testimony that God can change you. I'm not here to talk about you. I'm here to love you and hold your hand while we go through this life, because I know God can change you, because he go to the utmost part to get people. Help me. He going to go to some places that some people won't even attempt to go. They'll be like the Pharisees and scribes. Did he just go there with the sinners? Why he eating with the sinners? But when Jesus went, he did a different thing when he went over there. He didn't go to be transformed. He go to reform them. He went over there to change their mind. Help me, Holy Spirit. He went over there to grab them out of that darkness and put them into that marvelous light. See, he went over there to change them. He made them what? Some of them were fishermen. Y'all help me, Holy Spirit. And he made them what? Fishermen now. He goes to change people. He didn't go there to be just like them. He went there to change people. So what I say this is, even our brother Isaiah, when he seen all that and he started testifying, there is a way back to God. Come back to God. The Bible just said it. Again, as I end this thing, the Bible just said in verse 19 again, and 6 over here, in 1 Corinthians, he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which in you, now, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. He said, therefore, glorify God in your body, in your, your spirit, which are God. I'm telling you, once he's in you, my brothers and sisters, you don't remain the same. There's some changes going to happen. There's some things going to happen in your life that you don't know you're doing. You're going to be walking this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to be walking this earth, and you're going to find some changes coming in your mind. You're going to be walking this earth, you're going to feel some things. You're going to think some things. You're going to be looking at this thing a whole lot different. Let me just give you a little phrase. If you've been born of the Holy Spirit, you would not just serve God. Help me, Holy Spirit. It would be a natural thing to do. Can I read that for Eric? He said, if you have been born of the Holy Spirit, you would not have to serve God. What's I said now? He said it will become a natural thing to do. I'm talking about once you got it in you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about trying to, I got to stop this. Oh, I got to stop saying this. Tell me, when that spirit gets in, it'll be natural. It'll be in your body. You'll be doing things you can't believe you just did it. you'll be sitting there, and you'll be holding on to an unchanging hand. You got a lot of noise. Y'all got a lot of noise. You'll be sitting there.
Bro, Eric, I think we got a question. I got a hand came up. Somebody got a question, I believe, that, bro, Eric. Bro,
watch this. Let me get this right here, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I promise I am. Let me see this here, and y'all gonna run to the heels. Come on, I have to finish it, because watch what the Spirit just did. It said, "If you have been born of the Holy Spirit, you would not have to serve God. Watch this now. If you've been born of the Holy Spirit, you would not have to serve God. Let me read again. If you've been born of the Holy Spirit, you would not have to serve God. It would be a natural thing to do. Now, you can come in, brother. It'd be a natural thing to do. It'd be so natural. You don't even find yourself saying you're sorry. You would find yourself saying you love people. It'd be natural. It'd be so natural that you can look at somebody and look for, in their wrong, find good out of it. You can look at it and say, I love you, brother, in spite of what you just said. Jesus did something to me on the inside to look at you through the eyes of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me. You come on in, Brother Tim. You come on in. I feel kind of wound up. Let me back up a little bit. Come on in, Brother Tim. Brother Nutt, where y'all at? Come on in there.
I'm here. I think Brother Tim on mute, but he put his hand up a minute ago. Brother Tim? Oh, you done fell off there, Brother Eric. Brother Eric, you know, you said something earlier about how people gonna ostracize you and they gonna... you shouldn't be ashamed, you know. I be listening to you and how people come to you, you know. But I also heard in a few, I don't know, while back that God could use anybody, and you shouldn't question God. You shouldn't question God. If he sent somebody to you, if you can help them, you're supposed to help them, whether you right or no, but you're supposed to tell them right is what I got out of what you said earlier. Because I have a lot of people come to me, and I can't answer that. But I tell them, let me get back with you. Let me get with my pastor. Or let me get with Brother Eric or Tim or somebody that know. But I've been listening to you, Brother Tim. You back open?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to say. No, you cussed right on it. I was gonna say, Brother Eric, when you were talking. Sometimes people feel that they did too much wrong, and he used prostitutes in the book. He used liars, those unclean lips, those that betrayed him and forsaked him, and said I don't know him 2 and 3 times. You know that he did all those things, and he used the uncommon people, the people that they thought was uneducated. And so when you all said right. that, I want my brothers and sisters to know what you said is the truth, and that he'll use, and Nutty just said he'll use anybody if you're willing to allow him to use you. Mm-hmm. And don't matter how old you are or how young you are, you're right on target, Nutty. Right on target. That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you, my brother. That's when he uses you. You know, look at it like this. A piece of filth like myself, and he used me. So when he took the time to clean me up, I stumble and fall sometimes, but he loves me much. He forgives me and gives me another assignment, even harder than the one I had before. So I learn to stay with him and stick with him. And then when you said that he will use you, and then you said that it's not a hard thing, and you demand it. You're not just going to want to love him. You're going to praise and worship him. You're going to adore him. All the accolades that go with him, it's going to come out of you because the Spirit is down on the inside of you. You're 100% right, my brother. 100% right. 100% right.
God bless you, Hey, Brother Tim,
think about it.
Think
about your past. Uh-huh. Think about my past. Think about your past,
yes,
Nutty. Think about your past, D, and Reverend Henry and all of them. Man, we ain't never been all goody and still
Come
stumble
on,
and fall. Come on, man.
Oh,
don't let it get too late, man. You right on target. Let them know, man. He uses common people, fishermen, a farmer. Come on, man. That's all it is. We're not the high-educated people. We're just the ones that were willing to allow him to use it. And he'll pour his word and his spirit into you. And people will be saying, "Why? I mean, go to Nutty because he seems to know it." And even when we don't know, we know where to go tap into it. That book gonna let us know exactly what we need to do in this life. And Brother Randy taught me a long time ago. He said, do what when you got a problem, look in the word, and find where it's at, and do exactly what it tells you to do. and you won't have no problem. That's why they look at you and say, wow, Brother Eric is so educated in the Word. No, the Word is in him.
God
going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you his Holy Spirit. He's going to give you discernment. And that's why it ain't me that's so smart. It's God. That's why I'm not the one that's always right. He's always right. It's not me that's thinking that I know so much, but the book knows everything. And that's what it's
Evan,
all about, man. I love it.
Beautiful.
I love it.
I'm beautiful.
Thank
I'm beautiful,
man.
Hey, Brother Dan.
I'm excited
here. Now, you're good. This is what this is about. See, we started out. This is what we did, right? We started out. We said, I gave a subject, right? And the subject, I don't know if you heard the subject. I don't know. Was your own?
Mm-hmm. The subject is
the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit living inside of the believer. The Holy Spirit living inside of the believer. Now, if you make a mistake, help the Holy Spirit. You know, they don't mean the Holy Spirit not there. They don't mean it's not there. You know what it is? That is you in the flesh. And that's I in the flesh. And fall. That's all it is. You know what? But the Spirit within you will cause you to get up. You know, someone, I don't just sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just sing that song. I've been hearing and seeing it. A sinner who falls down and got back up. I don't just sing that. I live it. Because I do know you're going to fall. It ain't how you fall, my brother. It's how you get up. Get right back on up. And say, Father, I'm sorry. You know what we might do, Brother Tim? You know what we might do? He said, because some of the sin we do it towards others, and others do it back to us. See, sometimes you might not even be wrong, Brother Eric. I want you to go tell Brother Tim, I'm sorry. And he's going to look at you crazy. He said, but I'm going to offend you. He said, but no, I'm sorry, brother, because we need to be in a place better than this. You know what I'm saying? That's when the Holy Spirit's in the midst. You're not trying to be manipulated, Brother Eric, Brother Tim, but you're taking that extra step. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you believe this scripture? Can I quote this? Because I know you might have heard it before. Quote this one time. I'm going to just paraphrase a little bit. He said, it's better, my son. It's better, Reverend Henry. It's better, sisters and brothers, that two walk together. He said, why, Brother Eric? Why? Because if Eric falls, Tim can lift him up. If Tim falls, Eric can lift him up. I'm not going to push you down, hold you down. I told you ain't no this. No. If I'm of God, I'm going to look down. I'm going to get down there with you. If I had to get in the dirt with you, say, man, what can we do? Get out this thing. I know it don't sound right. That's when the Holy Spirit is. There's a level with this. Now, you might not do this because there's a call on my life. I'm going to get down there with you. I'm going to get down and hold your hand. I'm not going to give up because I know one day, my brother, if I pass this on to you, you might go to another person. And he go to another person. And, folks, we got a little family going on right here. You know what I'm talking about? I can remember when we started some things. Now it has operated and takes feet. And what have it done? It shows what God said. Holy Spirit living with us. Now, I'm going to tell you, they struggle with this thing about the Holy Spirit. I said, I was through, Brother Tim. You came and wind me up, and Brother D got the phone holding, and another came over, all that stuff, and y'all just want to just do a weird like that and leave me. I cannot read this scripture before I go home.
Yes, sir. And don't forget this one, Brother Eric. Don't forget this one. Paul said, and then all of a sudden, he said, that the things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing.
I'm not doing it.
I know. And then that's why he went right on next. And, he said, I have to offer my body as a living sacrifice. That's what he said, man. After I screw up, I mess up, I find myself, I don't want to do them, but I find myself doing. But I got to offer my body as a living sacrifice. Come on, man. Yes, sir.
Look what he said. This old Paul writing, and it's kind of fun. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, say God, I will pour out my spirit. Let me look at this. Be alone here. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young man shall see vision. And the old man shall dream dreams. And one of my servants, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And on my handmaid will pour out in the days of my spirit, and they shall be prophesied. I'm telling you, we're living in that time. That's why you see the church is moving, right? The church is moving and compelling people, warning people, Brother D, when they prophesy, warning to you, get yourself right. Get in oil. God's coming. I heard a young man teaching and preaching the other day about that rain. You know what I'm talking about? People didn't believe them 40 days and 40 nights. They kept doing it, though. Why they didn't believe Brother Tim? You know why they didn't believe? There's a drunk over there. That man, that drunk, he kind of drinking over there. And it never rained. He was like, he built this big old thing. It took a few days to get it built. Let me tell you something. When he got finished. Oh, help me. When he got finished, Brother D. When he got finished, ain't God on time. Soon as he got finished, and he lined them animals in there, what happened? Rain came. Don't get caught out there in the rain. Don't get caught out there in the rain.
And the rain came, they still lay. They didn't want to believe.
That's it.
But the rain kept coming.
Brother, I got a question for you when you get done. Go ahead.
Come on with it.
The question that I'm going to ask is that you just read a scripture that said, in the end time, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. So what I'm asking is just a question, that if that's the case, then everybody has a little good in them, even though they evil and wicked. When his spirit, because back in the other old days, it came on him when he was strategically pointing out somebody that he wanted to use. But over here, when we accept Christ, that means that there's a little good in all of us, then, if his spirit is in us. So I'm asking that question then. That means that they ain't got no excuse, because he's trying to let you know, I gave you a little bit so that you would understand who I am. But if you reject me, it's on you. It ain't on me. I tried to get you to see. So I was just asking, is that a way of looking at it or not? Because if it's not, I just wanted to ask.
Because
I don't have my Bible in front of me.
But you got it in your heart. What I'm going to say is this, you're 100% correct, because it's a little good and all of it. But then with the ones that is prophesizing, it's another level to it.
Oh,
it's another level to it. See, when you're prophesizing, you're warning somebody, you know. So you got to go against what they say. You got to go against what they don't want to hear you, bro. You got to go. Can I do this? God, no, y'all got me over here. Can we go to something right quick? Because I'm just be standing right quick, Brother D. You know, because Brother Tim, the old open book, and he said he ain't open. I'm going to open mine up. Can I open mine up?
I need you to hold 1 Corinthians 6, Brother Eric. Don't lose 1 Corinthians 6.
I told Tim, it's in your heart. We got it. Watch this here now.
Amen.
I'm going to do this here and make sure we on the same page. Y'all still there? Y'all ain't left me, have you? Y'all ain't left me, have you? Okay.
I'm
look
right
what
here.
It says now. Look what it said. This one. The children of Israel wanted a king. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what it said. He said, "Let me back up the poor right quick." It was 1 Samuel 8:4. Watch what it said. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto to Ramah. He said unto him, "Behold, thou art old." That's what they told Samuel, right? He said, and thy son walketh not in thy way. And now make us a king to judge us like all the nation. I'm going to go somewhere, y'all. But look what this happened. But the thing displeases Samuel, when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, unto the Lord. I'm going to go somewhere, y'all. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of thy people and all thou they saying unto thee, for they have not rejected Brother Eric. They not rejected Brother D. They not rejected Brother Tim. They not rejected Brother Nothing. They not rejected Reverend Henry. They do not reject anybody. He said, you know what they tell Brother D? He said, but they have rejected me. He said, me. So what I'm thinking about, when I transition to where I go from that, from what Tim was talking about, the prophecy, and they have a little good in them, it is so. But when God send you out to warn somebody, Brother D, you don't worry about their feelings, Brother D. You don't worry about because you worry about their soul. You worry about their soul. And then when they reject you, you don't have to worry about it. You know why? Because they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So all that, what they doing today? What they doing now?
I like that. I like that.
What they doing now? What they doing? What they doing now? They rejecting you. They reject all of us. You get a long line. I don't want to hear what Eric's saying. You get a long line. I don't want to hear what Brother D saying. I remember when I first started hanging with you, brother. They didn't want Brother D to even pray for him. You know what I'm talking about? Watch this, Brother D. Watch this, Brother D. Can God make him take it back?
Yes,
can't make him take it back. I remember it got so bad, brother D. You didn't want to pray either. You know what I'm talking about, D? Because this is your favorite thing, man. I didn't want to be a stumbling block for him. But God said, if He gave you an assignment, brother D, hey, no one can stop the assignment but you. Nobody can stop the assignment but you. The devil is trying to put a hindrance there. He's trying to put a hindrance there. But now people are. Well, let me go get Brother Tim and for my brother to help me out. Now, Brother D, I want you to pray for me. Now they saying that, Brother D. Come on, tell me what God will do. Tell me what God will do. I know him, brother, but.
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all. I have to.
He never missed yet.
You're 100% right.
I have to come in correct. Yeah, first give out to God, who's truly the head, up and finisher of our life. My brother said something this morning. I want you to go back to something. Brother Tim just said something. I want to try to round it both up at the same time. I want my brother, if you will, I want to go back to 1 Corinthians 6. I want you to go back to the 10th verse. Go back to the ninth verse and give me the first paragraph of the ninth verse. I want the first paragraph of the ninth verse. First Corinthians.
First
paragraph, First Corinthians. Using First Corinthians 6, but I want the ninth verse. But I want the first paragraph of the ninth verse.
Mm-hmm. So when you're not ready.
No, I'm ready. Let's go, my brother. Let's go. He said, look what he says. He says, know ye not that the righteous should not inherit the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be not deceived. Let's stop right there. Be not. He's telling you, don't be fooled now. Let's travel on down a little bit, my brother. You go to the 10th verse. He says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkenness, nor, what is that?
Revival.
Revival, okay. I'm going to show here. No extortionist should inherit the kingdom of God. He's telling you who won't inherit it. Now, I say that because I heard Brother Tim say he uses a man that says, I'm a man of unclean lips. Let's go a little further. Look at verse 11. He says, and search, this I love this right here, and search was some of you. That was us. We the very thing that those few passages talk about. He says, but ye are washed.
See,
that's what a lot of people don't get. You know what he said? He said, but ye are
but.
Washed. They didn't want to look like further, further with it. He says, but ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And
just
by the Spirit of our God. See, what I'm trying to get it, bro. I heard what you said. That, see, Brother Tim said, you know, a man of unclean. I have this belief in me. Let's go back to the book of Genesis for a minute, and we're going to come back. The book of Genesis, let's go back to the beginning and come on through. Where we're going to get to where he kneeled down and formed a pile of dirt. He said, let us make man. I scratch all that. I ain't worried about that there. But he said he kneeled down and he blew the breath of life in man.
No.
So he blew himself in man. I heard Bro Eric say the Holy Ghost is within you. So he blew himself in man. It's got to be activated in man. Then Bro Tim said about him using the whoremongers. See, I believe within my soul that God, I just believe that he can't miss. And I know he have a divine order on how he do things. He uses the homemongers, the dope dealers, mm-hmm. the ones that been to penitentiary. He used mm-hmm. those to show guys like myself. See, I'm all mm-hmm. big, high, and mighty. I ain't never wanted mm-hmm. for nothing. I got the world in a chokehold. He used them to show me. And if he can, ain't no if, I take that word back, because he don't have to guess it if he just do. He used them to show man that, look here, they's preaching my word. I changed them. What make you think I won't change you? What make you think you unchangeable? Here's a man preaching God's word now 20 years that says, yeah, I ain't ashamed. I'm an open book. I want you to present you. But I found something while I was there. I found a man called Jesus. Here's a man that says, my mother told me that you can't be my son. But he preaching God's word, he said, I found a man called Jesus. Here's a man that says, I have people that call me all the time. He said, but if I don't know it, let me get with Brother Eric. Let me get with Pastor.
Yes,
so I can get you the proper answer. See, this just goes to show
God,
that God can use, if he can use the homemongers, why he can't? I'm sitting here on top of the world. I know he can use me. Well, I'm beneath the world. Sometimes I feel like the world is sitting on top of me, but he used the whore. The Bible says a holler, which is nothing but a whore. he used a man, said, a man of unclean lips, which if he unclean lips, in today's world, we would say he would say anything at his mouth.
Oh, right.
What God used him? Why he can't use me? Why he can't? All I got to do is just give my life over to him. The Bible gave us a scripture. He said he will wash you whiter than snow. Oh, you thought you were filthy, but he'll wash you. I truly enjoyed the word all week long. I enjoyed the word today. I have enjoyed the word all week long, man. I really have. God is just an awesome God.
Brother, don't go too far. I wanted to ask you a question, too. I got a lot of questions today. I wanted to know. So that means a lot of times people feel that they've done so many bad things that God can't, or they feel they're inadequate. Well, I don't read real well, or maybe I don't comprehend the Bible. But see, they think these things, and that what hinders them from going to him and saying, Lord, and it ain't real hard, you know, that I know I ain't all what you want me to be. But I'm willing to try. I'm willing to do it, you know, if you can help me and guide me and put the right people in my life. And see, this is the answer already. I'm giving myself the answer. But, you know, if you put somebody in my life to help me and guide me, and like just like right now, Brother D and been in the Word for probably close to almost 50 years. There's words that he didn't even know how to pronounce. You know, it ain't nothing bold or bad. There's things I go to my computer and say, how do I pronounce this? Because sometimes I don't know and I can't remember, you know. Lasciviousness. Whoa, that's a big word, man. What the heck is that? I don't know what that means, you know. So I got to go in there and look and see, you know. And that's all it is. And it's nothing, and God will open your heart. And watch this, Brother Eric.
Yes,
I was in a class, and I was just starting. A pastor told me to go. And I'm like, all these high-educated people with all these titles and stuff, and I was like, man, I don't want to go in there. But he told me I'm going to be obedient. And I found out that everything that I needed to know and answer the question, God put it in my heart. I didn't know it. I know I didn't know it. But and all of a sudden now, I said, isn't that the same thing that Paul said over here? Oh, yeah. And I said, oh, okay. Isn't that what, when he said that I'll be lifted up, when they nailed him to the cross and they picked him up and the whole world could see, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, man.
And then they started putting their arm around me and walking and telling me to come over to their church and helping in their classes and things like that. And I didn't know what I was in, but then the pastor just smiled at me. And I said, man, you got to tell me what's going on, man. He just smiled at me. You don't know. God is molding and shaping you. He molding and shaping Nutty right now. He molding and shaping Dog right now. That man can play a song and he don't even know. That's what I'm looking at, a Brother D looking at. Hey, there it is.
Yes, sir.
And
it's like he's tapping.
And they made fun of him and teased him, just like they did Noah. And then all of a sudden now they're going to look up one day and God is going to use him in a mighty way. He don't even know how many thousands of people he's touching with just the songs that he played.
Yeah.
And that's what we all got to do. And Brother Eric, I'm going to say this, I'm going to get out your way. Brother Witt, as roughneck as we all are, I found that all them roughnecks out there, I found out they got some experience with God. I know that. And I found out, but they just choose not to right now. But he told me something one day, and then it stuck with me, just like Randy and Brother D and you have said something, don't kill your witness. He said, I don't never look down on no man unless you helping them up. That stuck with me, man. I took that back to my church, and I told him, this church right here, we ain't going to look down on nobody. We're here to help you up and lift you up. We're going to walk with you. If you want to accept God, we're going to walk with you so you don't get a little confused and get frustrated. We're going to be right there with you, you know? And Brother D said his phone his phone is available for him. All you got to do is call him right here.
My brother can contest that I have done just that. Like he stated, young man called me and needed some help. I said, hold on a minute. And my brother probably got hit all upside the head that day with looks, if not with fists, because he was about to go do something with his wife. But when I needed help, it was a spiritual help. He said, hold on a minute, I got to stop right now. And he took time out, and we worked with that brother for over an hour, even brought his wife in. And work with them. You know, because this is your, like Brother Eric said all the time, I hear Brother Tim say all the time, this is your assignment. That's why I keep going back to a verse, and I can't get past it, and that's verse 11. When you look at verse 10 and see what it says, then you go to verse 10, and he says, and such was some of you. These was all. These drunken whoremongers, adulterers, these are things that drug dealers, gamblers, and such were some of you. He said, but, I like that part there, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord. Any man, this is why I know God don't make no mistakes, because when he finished all that, he said, if any man be in Christ,
come on now,
he's a
new
creature. He's a new creature. He says, but
hold all things.
Ye are sanctified.
But
ye
are
justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Praise
but,
God.
See, that's all you got to do is just listen to the word. If you just back up a little bit, I promise you'll get it, my sister, brother. Just back up to him. Because he's standing right there where you left him at. God has not moved. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still sitting high and looking low. And he's still
back
to the utmost every day.
Since we on the back line, because we ain't got no sense to hang up. Since we on the back line, look what it says, Brother Tim. I think Brother Tim hung up. I'm playing, Brother Tim.
No.
look what it says. It's Acts 9. It's two little things, and I hope y'all can help me explain this. Look, Tim's so quizzed, you know, he said, now, that's 4 and 13, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and proceeded, that's what he said, you know, perception told us.
It's bad.
Sometimes you can perceive something, thinking what it's negative and what it is. Who can say
it's one thing and
something? I'm a slow learner. Let me get this right. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, proceeded. Look at that they were unlearned. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to make it plain. Can I do this one more? When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and persuaded that they were unlearned and ignorant men, Look what's here. Mm-hmm. Jay Maul. Well, I love the book, man. And Jay Maul. They looked unto knowledge of them that they have been unto Jesus. You get what I'm saying? They marveled and they took knowledge of them. They marveled and they took knowledge of them. Now, prior to that, they said they unlearned and ignorant men. But look what they said.
Right.
They marveled and they took knowledge of them. Look what they said, Brother D, that they have been with Jesus.
Give the benediction.
Now, first they was unlearned, and then they was ignorant, you know, and then they said, then they marveled at them. I'm going to give you something.
Right,
I'm telling
right.
you a little bit. These people unlearned, they don't have no knowledge, but they took knowledge of them. And they said they have been with Jesus, and behold,
Jesus.
Watch this now, the man was healed. Standing with them, and they could say nothing against it. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit is in the midst, and when he's in the midst of something, y'all just say it. They look at these guys, they not like us. But look what just happened. He said, they must be with Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The whore, the liar, the cheater, the robber. You know what I'm talking about? These guys came to last the word. They can't do what we do. And they did see these people heal, and the same person they seen healing, they couldn't talk against it because they knew this man from way before they even healed him. He had a problem. All him and Holy Spirit. And now he was healed. They said, we got to learn this thing. We keep reading, they're going to be bad. They were so bad. You know what I'm talking about? And we just keep reading.
Hey.
You know what I'm talking
about? And Brother Eric, you know, watch this. Encourage the people that's out there, and then maybe they may think that they don't know, but watch this. You might be older than me, and maybe you and her grandma say, you know, every tub got to sit on its bottom.
Yeah.
You might be able to explain that, and then people will get it. That's at your age. But see, you might not be able to reach the little teenager over here who loves Facebook and all that kind of stuff, but God got a purpose for you, me, and everybody else, and it's no less than the one of the preacher or the bishop, or it ain't no less than the anybody else that's doing it. The man used to, I remember hearing people say, if I can just be a doorkeeper, I'm good that I made it in.
I just
want to
make it
in. That's all. And I, you know, and all of us got a purpose. You don't think like that. You are still on this earth today. Maybe sickness, pandemic, and all the things. You still here. That means God got a purpose for you. God got a job for you to do. And all you got to do is do it so you can hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You ain't got to necessarily stand before a crowd of 50,000. You don't have to do that. But if you can just get a couple people in your household or the man next door, you know, the little kids, you might take them to Sunday school with you. And the parents might be drunkards and alcoholics and drug addicts and everything else. But you import into that child. You know, you might, that's all you have to do. Let your light shine, man. That's what it comes down to. God, let your little light shine, and God's going to light you up. When he come in into your life, you're going to say, wow, I should have did this, Brother D. What did Big Drag say? I should have did this a long time ago.
Right.
Right. Come on, D.
That's the only thing he mad about. I get him on the phone right now, Drag. My brother said the only thing he mad with God about that he didn't get me in before now.
Yeah.
He's almost upset with the Lord because he didn't bring me in earlier. I should have been over here in the name of Jesus. But that goes what the Bible says. Eyes haven't seen and ears had heard. He said, neither has it entered into the heart of man what I got in store for you. I got so much goodness for you. If you would just give over and release that devil and come over here. He's like, that's why I fell in love with the joke that my brother gave the other day when he said that the man had a choice to go to heaven or hell. I can't get it the way he got. I can't do it the way he did it. But he said that they took it. The man chose hell. Sometimes I think he said the man chose hell. But when he went back to hell, he didn't see the same thing. It was different. The devil told him, I was trying to win. I was trying to win. Don't let Satan win. Don't let him win. And you don't have to. All you got to do is just turn your life over to the Lord. See, God will do things for you. You can't do for yourself. Man, don't understand that, bro. God will do things that you cannot do for yourself. God will take you places that you thought you couldn't go. That's why you and my brother keep saying there's levels to it. God will take you to higher places. You can't take yourself. I had a friend of mine say one time, he said, bro, D, I thought I had to help the Lord bless me. And the only help I could give him was to get out the way. That's all you got to do. Just remove self. Well, self is a burden bearer. You just need to remove self and let the Lord have his way. And then you'll see why we can get on here and laugh and have fun. Berg said, we're on the back line. We don't have sense of time. We don't have sense of time. We really don't. Because we know that we know that we know that God is real and he's real in our soul. And, boy, when he's real in your soul, you'll forget everything else. Nothing. I told you earlier, my brother was about to do something with his wife. But when that man had problems, he stopped right then. And I know we was on that phone over an hour. I know we was working with him. That's the love of God in you. That's all it is, bro. When you got God in you, you got love. But the Bible, see, I like the way the Bible ties in together. The Bible says he is love. In the name of Jesus, you can't help but show love when you got God in you, because you're showing God. In the name of Jesus.
When you said that, Brother D and Eric, I don't know if you got it, but there's a song that I don't mind have it right, but it said, "Victory is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me." Victory, I like it. See, that makes me think about all them old songs that we used to sing. I love that.
Joy,
we have the victory. Joy,
joy is mine. Joy today is mine. Remember, he was levels over by himself.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Eric, I asked Brother Dog, would he play a song for me? He said, man, you didn't give me time to even download it. I said, Dog, can you please do it for me? And he said, well, I'll try that. And I said, but hold on, you ain't got to do it, Dog. Me and Brother D will sing it. He heard about it.
I get it.
I said, me and Brother D are just singing. Oh,
don't worry,
I got it.
I guess I get it. And
you'll
get it.
It won't be a Brother D singing it.
I got to hear it and find it.
Yeah, he found it.
You know what, Brother Tim? The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
See, when I get home to my home, I ain't got to worry about how I sound. It's going to sound good to my daddy.
All right.
I ain't worried about it. It's going to sound good to my daddy.
All right.
All I got to do is make
it's
it.
Already sounding good to him. It's
sounding
good
to my daddy. Yes, sir.
Right,
you know, it's funny, because I was listening to Harvey Watkins from the Canton Spirituals, and he said when I read the Bible, he said, I do it like when I do a song. He said, I read it with spirit, and that way I won't forget what I read. And then he came back on to the recording, and he said he was telling about a song that he said God gave it to me. And see, he said, and I like this part. He said, when God gives his kids something, he said, you automatically like it. And see, that's how I look at the Lord. When we sing, well, I may sound like nothing down here on this earth, but when I sing to the Lord, I know he likes it. He loves it. He said, make a joyful noise unto him. And I promise you, I'm going to do all I can while I can for the Lord. I got to. I've been on this road too long to turn around now. Bro Tim, Bro Eric, I can honestly say, Reverend Harold, we've been on this road too long. That's something else about my daddy. When you get in Christ, Christ already in you. You just got to activate Christ. And when you get in Christ, you can speak for your brothers. You can speak for your brothers.
I think none of it hit that button, man, because you got them speaking now. I guess it must be accurate.
You can that when you in God, man. When the word of God is all wrapped up and tied up in you. I can tell the world that I'm going to see him one day. We'll all see each other in our heavenly home one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all be to say, how I got over. How I got him.
Prayer, I just got a question. And a little incident happened while ago while I got quiet. I got a phone call a while ago, and the person hollered at me before they come in. You can't hear me? And I had to catch myself because the old nutty like came out. And I said, you know what I do every morning between 8 and 10 o'clock. Well, just call me back. I said, okay, goodbye. Mm. But what I was getting at is yesterday, I was on a conversation, and they were going back and forth about belief in Santa Claus and higher power and stuff like that. But during that time, my dad called me, and he was talking. And he made a comment, and he said, I'm not going to get into the argument with that. He said, but whatever religion that you are following, if you're following it to the truest, to what God would not hold out accountable for you if you believe in Jehovah's Witness, if you're a Pentecostal. He say, you know, I told you he reads. If you saw him in person, you wouldn't think that. But he said, don't you get caught up in that. He said, well, whatever faith you follow, and this, because all lead to God, he say, don't you get caught up in that. And I listened to him for a minute, and when I got back over there on the other line, the guy, I don't know if they got it straight or not, but one guy asked the guy, because of his religion, why he didn't believe in Santa Claus, that whom you never seen, though. And he said, you believe in Santa Claus. You don't believe in Santa Claus, but you believe in a higher power. Why you can't believe in Santa Claus? But what I was getting at is, I just wanted to make the statement that my dad told me. Whatever religion and faith you follow, when that time comes, you're going to be judged. God's not going to hold it against you because of your belief. Like Brother Dina said before, I'd rather serve and get there and find out it wasn't than not serve and get there and find out it was. I just want people to understand that, you know, we're not forcing nothing on you. We're just trying to get some understanding and some wisdom. That's what I had to say just then. It really wasn't a question. It just me bending a minute. That's all it was.
So when you say, once I've learned, right? And Romans teaches this, right? I did some, because I want to make sure I got a good understanding of what you just said. You know what I'm talking about? Because I really believe. That's what I was saying about the preaching and the teaching. The Bible said, I still not all you guys to be teachers, man. He said that. Mm-hmm. He said, because we're gonna be judged harder, man, because what we know. So we have to teach it and preach it. And we can't, I mean, you might lose some people when you do it, too, because when you preach the uncompromising, unadulterated word, brothers and sisters, if that person don't have a receptive of a spirit, they're going to go against it. You know what I'm talking about? They're gonna go against it. So when you're expressing, this is just me. That's what I've been taught. You brothers can y'all can help me. Anybody can get the one, but I don't mind. I believe Bible has to teach. I believe it has. Getting the Bible and I call that. I gave you this a little while back. What I call it, Brother Ted, expository. You know, taking the word and explaining and making it plain. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Then when you start preaching, you start telling the lies. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to persuade them. Because let me tell you about Jesus. You know, you're persuading them. But when you're teaching it, it's a whole other method there. You know what I'm talking about? Because you have to make it so plain, Brother Tim and Brother D, like you were doing a while ago. So anybody can deceive it and not err. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't just because Brother Peter and John Dane, they call them ignorant. They call them, what do you call them?
Unlearned.
Unlearned.
It was unlearned.
But what they did, they looked at them and said they must have been with Jesus. And they had evidence. And the evidence was the man was right there beside them. You know what I'm talking about? You know, y'all can read later on. They want them to stop saying it. But I want you to understand something. God gave me this a while back, Brother D. I know I was ready a bunch of time. Can I go ahead and read it, if y'all don't mind? Because nothing says something. I want all of us, whoever in the Word, let's expound on that, what he just said. Because I want to see what the scripture says, and I'm gonna put some context with it, if y'all don't mind.
I'm not gonna
be right or wrong. I'm just gonna use the scripture, and I want to enlighten the scripture. I'm gonna use these two scriptures and let us come on with it now.
No, Bert, that's it. You just said it. It's not whether I'm right or wrong. The scripture is always right. So all I do is give you the scripture and give my best interpretation of explaining the scripture to you. Yeah, that's
all. He gave us the 66, man. He gave us the book.
That's it. He gave us the book.
Bert,
him called
the book.
You
can do what with the book. You can reprove. Yeah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at not as
a, I just told him that. There's a scripture where it just says that. Mm-hmm. There's the Bible. It says eligible for doctrine, reproof, correction.
There you go.
That's for you to take the word and let it. You don't do that to the word. You allow the word to do that to you. It reproves you. It corrects you. It doctors on you. You don't doctor on the word. Yeah, the scripture says that.
Now watch this now. If y'all still here, I want us to look at this scripture. If somebody got another verse, they can read it. I'm reading Romans 10, 6 and 7. You hear me? Romans 10, 6 and 7. And it says, but the righteous, which is of faith, speak on this wise. I love the book, man. See, I'm a careful teacher, right? Watch this, what I said this game. He said, but the righteousness, which is of faith, speak on this wise, saying not in their heart. Look what it said now. Saying not in their heart. Who shall ascend into heaven? You understand what I'm saying so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that is to bring Christ down from above. That's what he said. I'm gonna do this real quick. He said, "Or who should descend into the deep?"
Yeah.
That is to bring up Christ again from the dead.
From the dead.
No, I'm gonna read it quickly this time. But the righteousness which is of faith speak on this wise, saying not in their heart. That's what he said. Who should ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who should descend into the depth? That is to bring Christ up again from there. So what I got out there, little passage that God said in the book, Paul was writing. He said, we don't have that right. They say, who going to heaven and who going to hell? You know, so we can't. We'll try to put somebody there, though. But, you know, we'll utilize them in a minute. We'll try to put, but no one know but God which way this thing gonna go. Privilege is evidence how people walk on this side. You believe that they will be in heaven. You believe they'll be in hell. But one got me. One scripture got me, and it was three people at a cross one day. And they was on the cross. One was saying to this other person that, you know, if you be the Messiah, you be the Savior, save us and yourself too. And the other one said to him, Brother D, he said, hold up now. Can I do that again? He said, no, we deserve ours, but he don't deserve
his. That's
what he said. Now, I try to find that thing, Brother Tim. I try to research. He's on this cross with Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to do something real bad, you know, to be, we call them malefactors in the Greek word, you know, he was a criminal, you know, and he did something for capital punishment. And he said, we deserve ours, Brother Tim. He said, but this man doesn't. And he looked at Jesus. He said, asked Jesus to remember him. It never said he was baptized. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It never said he followed Jesus all the way because he was getting killed, man. He was getting killed for a punishment he had done. Mm-hmm. But Jesus told him one day. Jesus told him one day. This would help me, my preaching and teaching. Jesus told him. He said, this day. You will be in paradise. Mm-hmm. So that tells me he didn't tell him that's gonna baptize you. I'm book now. I know about we teach that now. You know, we teach you got to do a certain thing. You got to repent and all. That brother got in heaven because he believed. He believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Oh yes, he believed it. He believed he was the king of the Jews. He believed even at that same time, Brother Nutty, at that same time they argued, Pilate, why would you write king of the Jews? Change that. And Pilate wrote. He said, I wrote what I wrote.
That's what I wrote.
he said he would change it, brother. So I bagged him again since I'm over there, brother. I bagged him again. I believe somebody really washed their hands. I believe what Pilate did there made God open up heaven for him. I know I'm right about it. So I said, we don't know who's going to heaven. We don't know who's going to hell. You're going to be surprised, vice versa. You see, rich man died, Diabetes got to see Abraham holding his book, Lazarus, and he couldn't go to him because it was a gut thing. But he seen him, and he said, now, hold up, Abraham. Can't you tell Lazarus to stick his finger in
just a drop, just a drop. Just a drop.
Put on my tongue. And he said, oh, he can't come to you, Brother Tim. Brother Eric, he can't come to you. He's here with me. I got some brothers I need you to go back and be listening to God's plan.
This is my mind.
You know what? Ain't no rescue in hell, brothers. Ain't no rescue in hell. So once you're in there, you're in there, brother. So once you're in there, you're in there. So he said, well, let me go tell my brothers that I'm through, y'all. I said, I'm going to go there. He said, let me go tell my brothers, man. I got to go tell people God, man, this stuff is real. This hell is real. He said, no. Have the problems and all the others, and they not hear them yet. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to hear somebody come back from the dead?
If they don't believe in living. They sure do not believe in dead.
So what I'm going to say this, Brother Nutty, that there's a lot of truth with what you just said. So I don't kind of act on the what's called this interpretation, but what I do kind of act. You know what I kind of act? I know this here. We're going to understand it, brother, in the by and by. Because when the day it reached the north, the south, the east, and the west, he said all nations, but I just kind of said a little bit, if y'all don't mind. And when it reached all that geographic area, we're going to know then who will be sitting on the right hand of God, who will be sitting on the opposite side of that. So I say this here. I'm gonna believe what God gave in my heart. You got to believe. You got to believe he sent his son down here. You got to believe he sent his. Ain't no other way to God, but one way to me is through Jesus. And ain't no other way you can buy it. Because we just read. Well, so he paid a price for this thing, man. He paid a price for you and I to be on the phone. I guess we're still in the background, but let me finish this with me on the background. God is doing some things in our life right now. He's moving some things in our life because people are running for itchy ear gossip. You know what I'm talking about? We have to preach and teach the Bible even when it hurts us, even saying it. You know why? Because sometimes we be so guilty when we be saying it. Because the Bible talks of, and if you keep reading a little bit, as I can pray for it, we teaching you, but we also teaching ourselves. We preaching to you, we also preaching back to ourselves. You know, when we say hallelujah, and deep down we say, ouch. You know, you say, oh, no, that's it, me, Brother Tim.
One more question and one more thing. The way I took it when he told me that whoever was talking to that person was trying to judge them people, and you don't supposed to judge because God's going to be the judge. And that's where I took it when he told me that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it
because
it's our nature. It's our nature. But he said, if you're spiritual, you don't supposed to do that. He said, God's supposed to have the final say. So, but yeah. And I got something.
That's
in
what I used that. That's what I used that Romans just then, right? It says that if we say either a sin or these sin, we are making ourselves a god, and we can't. We don't have that. We don't have that. We can't do that, brother. You're right, though. You're right.
I'm sorry,
brother
Tim. Mm-hmm. Brother Tim.
Yeah.
You know that'd be the devil when they be getting people on the phone to try to trip you up. I need you to stand down sometimes. Don't try to fight. Sometimes let them talk. That's all I'm going to say there. Let them talk. Don't even acknowledge it. That's the deal, because they all learned as we've been talking about today. And they don't want, they want a joking clown, and they play with to me, with too much spiritual stuff over there. They play with it too much. I don't like them. That's when they attack. I'm just leaving it there. Have a good day, everyone. Back on mute.
Thank you, Nutty. Appreciate that. And that's exactly what you were just saying, Brother Eric, that we supposed to help each other walk two by two. If I don't see it, Nutty going to see it. If I don't get it, Brother D going to get it. Brother D don't get it, Eric got it.
I've been up there talking away for the last 10 minutes, Brother, the phone on mute. I'm just amen and talking away. Oh, man.
I told you on the back line.
Yes, sir. I've been just amen at you for the last 10 minutes. But I say this to what Brother Nutty came with. No, you don't want to allow yourself to fall into no condemnation with them peoples. But it's the spirit that works within that will keep you, along with myself and anyone else that's filled with the Lord. It keeps you trying to have a conversation with them when they come to you. You know, until they go left, you're going to always try to have that conversation with them. You got to be able to let it go when they go left. You see, just the other day, I said, Brother Harrison, I ain't got no more to say, because I'm not going to try to force God's word upon me, because it's free. And another thing I look at is when Brother Nutty was saying about his father. Listen, God not, Brother Eric says it all the time. I heard him say 1,000 times. He will not allow us to look ignorant, being his people. God not, I heard Brother Tim say this. Brother Tim said he used to go to the temple. He started off over there, but the Lord showed him the light. And what I'm getting at is that you may start off believing in Buddha. I don't care what you start out believing in. I heard, this is one of Brother Tim's favorite verses. He don't know what time I started to say it. He probably already know where I'm going. This is one of his favorite verses. He says he was sincere in what he was doing. He was just sincerely wrong. But he was sincere in what he was doing. He was truly sincere. Oh, Paul. He was sincere. He believed in what he was doing to the fullest, but the Lord. I had to get to that part there, but the Lord. See, when God touch, he cleanses. That, see, a lot of people understand God's touching. God's touching is cleaning. He cleanses, and he cleanses Paul. And the very thing that Paul was against, he stopped at it on. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to get at, is that those that's out here believing in the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Buddha, or whatever they want to believe in, if it's not anything that's not lined up with these 66, if you truly are a believer and you believe in God, God will cleanse your heart. He will put you on the right track. I've met several people that told me that they used to. That I know. I like that word. They used to. I once was. I have been. I'm sure you all have met the same. No, I have. But now, you know what I'm saying? I used to. I once was. Oh, I have been. Oh, but now. See, all that other didn't mean nothing. The only thing it meant something was the but now part. I'm on the lower side now. That's why I fell in love with this song. He says, I signed a contract with Jesus. Says it's going to last for the rest of my life.
Wow.
When you truly sincere, you could be like Paul. You could be sincerely wrong, but just be sincere. God take care of the rest. He'll take care of the rest. He did it for Paul. If he did it for Paul, he'll do it for you. Oh, brother D, there you go. Don't say if he did it for Paul, he'll do it for you. He's never failed yet. That's all man got to know. God has never failed yet.
He won't, bro.
My mama sung a song when I was a kid. Said, I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. She said, Satan's mad, and I'm so glad. He missed this soul that he thought he had. You say, God never missed. You know what I'm saying? He never missed. She said, I've been running a long time. She ran right on into heaven. Ran right on in. I know the life that she lived. I see her one day. In the name of Jesus. See, she walked upright before man. Been running a long time. All you got to do is run and have the faith. If you on the wrong road, I promise you, God will get you off. Paul was on the wrong road. He was sincere about it. You mentioned God. He wanted to kill you, behead you, cut your neck off. But the Lord changed him. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's what you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. That's what we got to do. Be willing to help each other. Be willing to help guide each other. And like I said, look how much money has grown. And hey, Brother Tim, don't let them guys get, they just trying to keep up mess and trick you into arguing with them or something. And me and Brother D had already discussed it. And I said, uh-huh. But they the one got that elegant tongue. They got that, people are listening because they got an itchy ear. They want to hear something or they want to see. And Brother Eric said it so clearly today. They're not rejecting you, Tim. Eric, they're rejecting God. They're rejecting his word. They're rejecting the spirit of God that's leading you to tell them. So when they stand before God, you will stand before him with no excuse. You were taught. He tried to tell you, and you didn't listen. My word was right here, and all you had to do was read it for yourself. And all you had to do was confess with your own mouth, but you chose not to. So you rejected me, and when you do that, he said, if you reject me amongst me and Donnie, I'll reject you before my Father. I never knew you. Depart from me.
Yes. Hey, Brother Tim, look here, Brother Tim.
It's going to be a sad day. They're going to be running.
Greg ran over here. Look what he said. He said, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God hearken unto you more than unto God?
Is this crazy? Yeah,
you want
that
more?
Said.
You want me to hear what he said? He said, crazy. John, he said, you got to be crazy. Man, you telling me to give to you?
Yeah.
Man,
come
before
on.
God? He said, for we cannot speak these things we have heard without God. You want me to come to you? No. Just hold your hope.
I like that.
Just hold your hope. Yes, sir. Yes,
I got
the name of Jesus.
I got
and
two things.
Hey, Brad, look at Brad. Let me say it right quick. Look at Brad. When he said that, they knew they was wrong. They knew they was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You see what they said? He said, what should we do to these men? For they indeed. It says, for that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them. It says, it is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny that. We can't lie. We can't lie there. We've seen it. It says, but that is spread no further than among the peoples. Let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in that name. What's that name? Jesus. They were scared. They got scared. So you just all you got to do is hold your hope, bro. That's all you got to do is hold your hope. In the name of Jesus. That's all you got to do is hold on.
You know, You know, y'all brought up, you know, because I think we on the back line, right? But y'all brought up two songs, right? I had a chance to pull them up. Yeah, I want to play one a little bit of each one of them, if y'all don't mind. Just a little bit. This first one, y'all might not know, but I do.
I love that song with Reverend Ray. He said, I was once in life's basement. And now I'm dwelling on the first floor of God's love. That song said, victory is mine. When you dwell on the first floor of God's love, you got victory.
Oh, yeah. I guess only because you got victory is because you what? Because you what? Comfort.
Been working for Jesus a long time. Been running for Jesus a long time. Been working for Jesus a long time. Been working for Jesus a long time.
mad at me. Y'all finna get mad at me now. Y'all finna get mad. I ain't tired, but somebody else might be tired. We have extended the love. We have conversed, and we have dialogue, and we must say this here. The more famous saying from somebody, he said, I don't want you to just be happy when we come. I really want to be happy.
Yeah, I
want to
be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. Amen. My mom said that, man. We should get to see you. That's why I got it
from. I know we way out there, but, you know, we said something earlier in the week. I don't know if you guys remember. We're trying to make it Monday through Wednesday, right? But some kind of way, God keep making a way, man. He keep making with Brother Reverend Henry, you know, he comes on when he can, you know, when now you brothers came on and did here. Man, it's a joy in our heart that we can encourage me. Somebody might have came on today and got a word of encouragement. Somebody might have got a word maybe to tell somebody. Somebody might have been had a down and out and said, I was glad when I choose to come on today. And I thank the prayers of the righteous. I thank for the ones who praying for us. I really believe that somebody got help. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna step on faith on this. I know I got help today.
I got help.
Because I believe in the word, man. And I believe I was encouraged. We believe it when you leave, right? When we leave today. Never leave God. Never leave God. Because this day, and we say a lot of times, could be your last time that we ever come together. It could be that time, man. You know what I'm talking about? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. But we teach this here and preach it to the bottom of my heart. There's nothing wrong with death. Only time death is bad when you don't know the Lord. Brother Aaron, I don't see you running up there trying to kill yourself. No, I ain't going to kill myself because I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. I believe that too. But I do know one thing about it. I know we got an expiration day. I'm just trying to live until you call my name. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know how you're going to go. But when you do go in the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know where your faith is. I can only just testify for years on this one here. I believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. I believe that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I believe that. And I'm going to tell it to take a little breath out of my mouth to let you know. Because he is the head of my life. I ain't got to be the only one to say this yet. If you listen to me right now, I believe he's the head of your life too. Counsel can't do nothing. Counsel just like to God, heartache, diabetes, counsel, what they call it, when people have liver problems, you know, cirrhosis of the liver, you know, kind of disease, anything kind of you got going on in your life, you know what? It's not too hard for God. God is a healer. God would come right now and heal. Watch him right there. He's delivering us too from our own self. He does that too.
Amen.
They might talk about it. That's good. Amen. Them talk. But you can make them take it back. You know how you make them take it back? Not physically. It's live like God gave it to you.
Spiritually.
Life.
Spiritually.
Give your life. He gave it. If I just want this for somebody to really love the Lord, if you don't love the Lord, you ain't going to understand what I'm saying. He said, be ye holy. Be ye
holy.
Because I am
holy. I am holy. I am holy.
So if you walking with the King, you know, that's not saying you ain't going to make no mistake. But boy, you start,
right,
the closer you walk to, the quicker you do repent. You do repent quicker. But I want to leave you with this here. If it was something said that we didn't explain it right, if it was something that did you just want to raise your hand and say, well, I didn't get another, like Brother Nutter asked, and even while he was asking, he answered his own question, you can do that too. You know what I'm saying? But we are here to love you, and you can't do nothing about it. And never misunderstand this here. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the time, but we want to do it till he come, or he call our name. You know, that's what we believe. He's going to call each one of our names. You can't, your knees can't go down for me. Your knees got to go down for yourself. So Search out your own salvation. Make sure you know the Lord. Make sure you know the Lord. And then once you do, spread it. Tell somebody about the goodness of God. You don't have to be a preacher to that one. Tell somebody about God. Because God is too, he's not a box. People try to put him in a box. You can't put him in a box. Man built a big old church for him one day. He said it when he was building it. I knew it just ain't big enough for you. Did Solomon do that? Solomon did it, but he knew it wasn't big enough for God. So he could be in Chicago. Oh, hell, he could be in Detroit. He could be in Mississippi. He could be in Texas. He could be in New York. He could be out this country at the same time. He's ever present. I dare you to say, Lord, I wanna receive you in my life. I heard the brothers and sisters are talking. I wanna serve that God that they serve. I wanna feel the same thing they did, because I wouldn't go nowhere and I can't feel God. I wanna feel him, and most time my feeling is unto repentance. So repent. If you're a backslider, come on back to him. If you know the Lord, be strong. Help the firm of the weak. Not put them down like Brother Tim said, but to lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up to Jesus. Yes, sir. If you don't know nothing about Jesus, take them to somebody to. You know, come here with a man told me all about my business.
We got that kind of person. That's what she said. Come see a man.
All about my
that told me everything.
Everything.
Look here. Where is that husband? I have that. Oh, you spoke well.
You didn't lie. God knows all things.
He knew it before.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Make God bless you, man. I'm not gonna tell you, but this might not happen again. It might be 2 hours the next time. And it might be 30 minutes. It might be 40. It might be 15 minutes. We don't know. But we do know we like for you guys to come back Monday, if it's God's will. You know, one day we're going to do, if it's God's will, y'all pray about this. Man. One day, if it's God's will, we're going to have a service on Sunday. One day, if it's God's will.
Amen.
If it's God's will, we're going to have a service on Sunday. Y'all hear what I said? If it's God's will. We're going to have a service.
And I'll say this, and then I'm going to shut up. My brother tell you all the time, it's not a 360 that you got to do. All you got to do is a 180. He's standing right there.
That's it, man. That's all
you got to do. He's standing right there.
But most of them will be left, man. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Most of them will be left, man. Yeah.
That's right.
But again, if it's God's will, man, and I don't know when it might be, but you never know. We'll let you know when it's gonna be, but we might do a service. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be every Sunday, but we might do one Sunday out of the month. Let's be in prayer about that.
Amen.
Y'all be in prayer about that. One Sunday out of the month. Let's be in prayer with that. Can we pray about that? Keep that lifted up. One Sunday out of the month, and we'll get you a good time, you know. One Sunday out of the month. We can do that, can't we? You think we can do it, y'all? Y'all think we can do that?
Yes, we can. In the name of Jesus, we can.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
One Sunday. Well, you just told us you're going to cut back to 3 days.
I can do all things.
Now you're trying to get another day.
Trying to add a day instead of cutting back.
What's wrong with you, man?
I can do all things. Just have the Spirit move.
That's Spirit move. So we're going to say this here. And again, and you know, if it's God's will, Monday, and we'll try to be back on top of this thing again. You know, we just try to build kingdom. That's all we're doing, trying to build a kingdom. Pray for us that we always try to keep God first and always have reminded of his Spirit is always with us, you know. So I'm going to do this if one of you guys can I don't like to say we end the show, but bless us for this day that we end, that we be with us, you know. Yes.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you, Lord, for being our God and allowing us to be your people. We thank you, Lord, that you left your word on record. And we ask that, Lord God, you continue to strengthen us and educate us. Give us wisdom, understanding, comprehension, and revelation of your word. Let it come alive in our hearts and to the people that are listening, Lord. Father, we thank you for this show. We thank you for the brotherhood. We thank you that we love one another, Lord, and that we give the example that you want us to do, to go out and make disciples of others. So, Father, we just ask that you strengthen this show, strengthen Brother Eric and all those, and Brother Nutty and everybody who's involved, Brother Henry and everyone that's involved. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord, and allow them to continue to be faithful to you. And then we say thank you in Jesus' name, because we know that there's power in the name of Jesus, and we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Until again.
Now, may the Lord watch between me and thee.
Yes.
And we ask one from another.
Yes, sir.
This we ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
heart, say amen.
Amen.
I guess this song must fit. Y'all keep on saying the name of Jesus. So
yes,
I guess
the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. That's it.
I guess it's it.
I am the Lord.
I'll give you peace.
Yes.
When the storm is raging,
yes, Lord,
I'll be your light. When the road ahead seems dim, I have the power.
He got it, though.